And welcome back. This is a day we set aside to remember our veterans and what they do and have done for our nation. Thousands of them need more than mere words of thanks. They need more of a tangible kind of help. They are the vets who have returned with physical and mental scars. Sometimes getting the help can be complicated, delayed, or even misunderstood, and sometimes it can be simple as hitting the right note, as in a musical note. That's where Six String Heroes comes in. It puts vets together with six-string guitars. It's based in Jefferson Barracks, but it also operates in St. Louis and Quincy, Illinois. Tender Lewis served in the Army in Iraq as a sergeant. She is both a six-string student and a teacher. Dennis Reeves was a Special Forces Marine in Vietnam. He is a six-string instructor. Okay, so what is Six Strings Heroes all about? Well, I asked Tender when she and Dennis visited our studio.
Six String Heroes, it's a nonprofit organization, obviously, and it teaches veterans that are disabled from combat-related wounds, from trauma and sorts of PTSD, TBI, chronic pain, depression, all along those lines, and it gives them an outlet to help them deal with those issues by playing the guitar as a form of music therapy.
Yeah, how does it do that?
It gets them to thinking about something else besides what's going on with them at the time. If they're depressed or they're having anxiety or they're in pain, it takes their mind off of it and they're thinking about something else and it helps them deal with it a little bit better.
How many people have gone through this project over at Jefferson Barracks?
Quite a few. It's been going on for almost 4 years now, and we've given away over 170 guitars. So quite a few, and we have a lot of returning students.
So they take the course, and it's 8 lessons, is that correct?
Yes.
And when they successfully complete the course, they get a guitar.
Right. They have to complete 6 of the 8 weeks, and then we give them a guitar. So, and then they're allowed to come back as much as they want.
And you've been through this.
Yes, I have.
Tell us about your experience with it.
I was going through a pretty bad time with my PTSD at the time, and I was referred through the VA to Six String Heroes. And I went, and at first I didn't think I would make it through because of my anxiety. And I just continued with it, and now I'm doing so much better. My social situations have gotten better. Mm-hmm. My anxiety has decreased. The depression has decreased. Everything has helped. It's helped everything.
So it's worked. And you're getting the same kind of response and comment from the people that you also teach, as I understand it.
Yes.
Yeah. You're getting the same kind of response from people that you're working with and associate with there.
Yes. A lot of the instructors were students themselves, and then we have those that were not students, and they've gone through the same thing, and we have the returning students. They say the same things. They've been coming back, some of them, for almost 3 years.
Are most of the people you're dealing with, are they residents at Jefferson Barracks, the hospital there?
No. There are some. Sometimes we have those, but most of them live on their own or out in society and have their own homes, apartments, whatever.
Dennis, tell us about your experience with it. Are you someone who, obviously you've been playing the guitar for a long time, but are you someone who has gone through this process with the program?
No, I didn't go through the program. I just, I thought it was a good program. I heard about it, and I happened to be playing music at a little place, and Six String Heroes came up, and I said, I would like to teach this, you know. And so it came about, and I actually get more out of it than I think the students do. Because it helps with my PTSD also.
You're a veteran of the Vietnam War.
Yes, I am.
And Tender, you are a veteran of Iraq. I understand you were there in 2003, is that correct?
Yes.
Right. How proficient can someone become after just 8 lessons, Dennis?
Actually, you can play, there's thousands of songs you can play with just 3 chords. And that's basically what we do, is teach you 3 chords. And you can go out on your own, or like Tender said, you can come back, you know, for other sessions. There's a lot of 3-chord songs, and that's basically what I do. I teach them 3 chords, and they go from there.
Is there something special about the guitar? I mean, why not the piano? Why not the violin? Why not the trumpet?
Well, the piano's too hard to carry, and I just don't like the sound of a trumpet. I'm sorry.
But you like the sound of a guitar.
Yes, I do.
I wonder if we can, Tender, you're relatively new to this. You're an instructor, but you've just been at it for 2 years. What can you play for us with those three chords? And let us, and then we'll listen to Dennis. But I'd like to hear what you can do with three chords. Are you going to tell us what you're playing, or do we have to guess?
I'll tell you. You might not be able to guess. It's Knocking on Heaven's Door by Bob Dylan.
I've heard that name before, yes. Okay, well, that's fine. Dennis, one of the things that I noticed about in watching Tender, and she's blushing now, don't Tender, don't you dare. One of the things I noticed is the amount of concentration. I mean, she's a relative newcomer, as we've pointed out. The amount of concentration she was putting into what she was doing, as simple as it basically was.
Right.
That's an important part of this, I guess.
Oh, yes. That's what really helps, because you stay focused. And your mind doesn't really wander like it would if you're just sitting idle.
How Tender, how much do you play? I mean, if you're feeling anxious, as you indicated, was an issue with you, you sit down and play for 5 minutes, or you sit down and play for an hour, or how does that work?
I don't really keep track of time. Sometimes it could be an hour. Sometimes it could be 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Whatever helps me get through that moment and get over my anxiety. And I just sit there and play. Yeah. Sometimes nothing.
I mentioned how concentrated you were on what you were doing. That has to be what's working for you.
Yes, it takes my mind off of everything, and that's all I think about is playing that particular song, or just strumming, or just practicing.
You take the guitar with you every place you go?
Sometimes, sometimes I do.
Dennis, I'd like to hear you play as well. And can you play the Bob Dylan number that she was just doing? She's not going to like this, but let's hear. Tender, see, you've got a ways to go yet, but you'll get there.
Yeah,
it really sounds good. I'd like to hear from each of you your story. I mean, how you got to where you are today. You obviously in Iraq in 2003. What happened?
I was deployed to Iraq in 2003 from May 2003 into July 2004. I was communications, so we set up comms and everything, and I was also a gunner. So I went outside the wire a lot, saw a lot of things, you know, stuff like that. Came back, I was having a lot of trouble adjusting and had some problems along the way. And then in 2005, I was medically retired for PTSD. And then I moved back to Illinois, and I didn't know how to be. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know anything. And I was having a lot of trouble with anger, depression, and everything. And I finally started getting help probably in 2010, and then by going to the VA, and then 2011 came around, and they referred me to Six String Heroes. And my first night there, I had 3 anxiety attacks, but decided to stay, and I just kept coming back and doing what I could and learning how to play. And then now I'm doing a Mission Continues Fellowship with them, and I'm also an instructor. I can teach basic chords. That's about it. And I do all the volunteer stuff with them, like when they have to go to an event, have a booth set up, to pass out information, anything that I can do to help, because it's a great program and it's helped me so much. So I just try to give back.
Well, we've had Eric Greitens, who founded Mission Continues, on this program. It's a great program.
Yes.
He's helped a lot of vets, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. And it's nice. And since I started the fellowship, I think that's what really put everything in perspective and made me, you know, since I've been doing more with Six String Heroes, that I don't need the Army anymore, so I can go ahead and live my life and move on.
And hopefully it's working out well for you. Dennis, what's your story? I mean, we're going back 40 years for you.
Right, yeah. I was in Vietnam back in 69 through 70, and I came home. It seemed like the only people I could deal with was veterans, and I couldn't figure this out. And then about 15 years later, they diagnosed me with PTSD. And, of course, I always did play guitar, and it's just an escape from, you know, for me. And
I'd like you to tell folks what it was you did in Vietnam, because some people who are familiar with that era have heard about this, but you're the first person I've met that has actually done it, and I have so much admiration for your guts and intestinal fortitude for doing what you did. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was a tunnel rat over there, and I was with the 3rd Combined Action Program, and what that was, they took 8 Marines and a Navy corpsman, and they put us in the villages to actually live with the people. We didn't have a rear, as to say, and naturally the villages had tunnels. That's how the Viet Cong moved around, and that's what I did. I went in the tunnels to see what was down there and try to keep the villages safe and keep the VC out of the villages.
To give us some sense of what you did see down there, what was the worst thing you could see?
I really don't like talking about that.
Okay,
I apologize.
Fair enough. It's probably not a good idea.
It took me a long time to get over a lot of that stuff. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not being humble or anything. It's just I just really don't discuss to bring it up.
I understand, and I wish I hadn't brought it up. I should have been smart enough.
That's quite all right.
Should have been smart enough to know about that. Do you play at home or wherever just by yourself when you're maybe feeling some of the feelings from that time? Do you just use your guitar the way that the Six String Heroes are using it?
Right. Well, I'm primarily a mandolin player.
Oh,
and
really?
That's another story. It was one of the days I was having really a bad day, and I was working on this guy's mandolin. And I picked it up and tuned it up, and this thing was really happy. And so I started playing, and I've been playing mandolin ever since. That was about 10 years ago, and I played with the local band here in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. When you're feeling good, what do you like to play? And I'd like to ask you to play something representative of when you're in a real good mood and you're by yourself and you're playing, what do you play? Pick up your guitar and show us musically.
I had just the happy little tunes, I guess.
Just
little ditties, yeah. And like I said, I'm primarily a mandolin player, but I enjoy playing the guitar also.
Tender, let me ask you to do the same thing. You gave us a little Bob Dylan a little while ago. Picture yourself at home right now and you're feeling pretty good. What are you going to do?
Then I get my stack of papers out and look in there. Because the Bob Dylan song's the only one I have memorized. But I'll try and play Sweet Home Alabama, stuff like that.
You don't want to try any of that right
I
now?
I don't remember it. My memory is not the greatest.
What about funding for this? I mean, somebody has to buy some guitars. If you've got, you've been 170 of them, I think you said, over time.
Yes.
Where does the money come from for that?
It's all donations. Guitars get donated. Accessories get donated. Money gets donated. It's 100% volunteer staff. No one gets paid. We're all volunteers, and everything is donation.
How many people are involved in terms of staffing and making it work?
Well, we have 3 different chapters. We have one in Quincy, and I don't know how many people are doing that up there. But we have, a board of directors, and there's quite a few on there. But we have our main people, like our director at Jefferson Barracks, several civilians who are the founders, and they also participate. I mean, there's probably a good, at least minimum of 10 people just in Jefferson Barracks alone.
Is there any way they can get in touch with you folks? If folks are listening now and would like to maybe help out a little bit, how could they do that?
We are on Facebook at just go onto Facebook and look for Six String Heroes. We have a website, sixstringheroes.org.
We'll put that information on our website so that folks, if they want to get involved, and I hope they do, because it seems like a very, very worthwhile project. Do you have any testimonials, Dennis, do you know, of people waxed poetic to you about the value of this project?
Actually, I've had a lot of good comments. I've had one guy even tell me that he got up in the middle of the night and instead of, you know, picking up his drugs, he picked up his guitar, which I thought was excellent. You know what I mean?
That's the whole idea of this,
right?
Isn't it?
And that's what the whole thing's about.
Yeah. What would you like folks know most about Six String Heroes?
It's a worthy cause, you know. And now that I'm involved in it, I don't know what I'd do without it, you know.
How much time do you spend with it and devote to it?
Well, I only really devote one day to it on Monday nights.
All right. Well, our time is up, but I'd like, Dennis, if you would, and if you join in, Tender, if you'd like, take us out with something you like to play. That was Dennis Reeves playing his six-string guitar. Dennis, of course, is an instructor with Six String Heroes, which operates out of Jefferson Barracks, but also in St. Louis and in Quincy, Illinois. During the program, you also heard Tendra Lewis, another instructor at Six String Heroes. She was also a student at that program at one time. Okay, we've heard Dennis at the guitar. Now let's listen to him play his favorite instrument, the mandolin. Thank you. That's Dennis Reeves of Six String Heroes playing the mandolin. You heard him play the six-string guitar a little bit earlier. Of course, Six String Heroes operates out of Jefferson Barracks, but also in the city of St. Louis and in Quincy, Illinois. We're grateful to him for being with us, and also to Tender Lewis for being a part of this program. Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk about Media Literacy Week. This year's theme is about media literacy, making sense out of all the media messages we receive and how they relate to people of different ages. Archive versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.